The six candidates in the Congressional District 1 race, all Democrats, were asked what their first legislative act would be if elected. Catherine Gian is a registered candidate and self-proclaimed activist who drafted 8 anti-human trafficking laws.
We need to create a sustainable green economy. We can't waylay this anymore. One of the first things that I would do would be to end tax breaks to big oil companies. I would also ensure that our seniors' security is assured by phasing out the payroll tax cap over 10 years.
State Representative Mark Takai, the only other registered candidate, has served in the House for 20 years.
The very first thing I do is to ensure that the federal government pays what they promised to pay every single state in the areas of education and seniors and all of the benefits that they promised us but they never paid for.
Honolulu City Council member Joey Manahan served 6 years in the House and will not have to resign his current seat to run for Congress.
Being an immigrant, Social Security is a big issue for us, and I would work towards closing loopholes that would benefit corporations who are getting tax breaks and put those funds that we save from that area back into Social Security and enhancing it.
State Senator Will Espero can continue to represent West Oahu if he's not successful in the primary election.
Some of the first things I would do would be make certain and clear that Social Security is protected, Medicare is protected, and that our elderly not only have their golden years, but we provide resources for our youth and our working men and women.
Honolulu City Council member Stanley Chang is giving up his current seat to run for Congress.
By increasing the payroll tax cap that affects the top 6% of Americans, if we just taxed and applied that same rate and closed that loophole as the bottom 94%, we could ensure that Social Security would remain solvent for another 30 more years.
Honolulu City Council member Ikaika Anderson also will not have to vacate his current seat for the congressional race.
Before even setting pen to paper, the first thing I would do is make a special emphasis to form friendships with my colleagues. From these friendships, we would be able to foster partnerships and alliances that would benefit our state.
All six candidates would vote to repeal the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, develop a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, and would unanimously vote no to repealing the Jones Act, which requires U.S. flagships be used between U.S. ports. They were also asked to name their favorite politician.
Senator Paul Wellstone of Minnesota.
The person I admire the most, her name is Tammy Duckworth.
My favorite politician, Senator Dan Inouye.
From an international level, Mahatma Gandhi. Nationally, Senator Dan Inouye.
Governor Jack Burns.
Former City Council Chair Barbara Marshall.
Senate President Donna Mercado Kim, who will also retain her seat if she's not successful, did not participate in the Kokua Council Forum. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.